This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, Akil here. I recently received a question about the business side of trading, and it was a trader asking for direction. Hey, do you have any videos that you can forward me to talk about the behind the scenes stuff, the business aspects? And I did forward him a video, but it also kind of reminded me of a podcast episode that I recorded back in 2018 that had previously gone unreleased called How to Become More Productive Than Ever. And it's a pretty decent podcast. However, I just want to make one change to it. In the podcast, I talk about a social media management site I use called Buffer, and recently I have moved on. Buffer was a great start. It was a great site. It was cheap. I don't think it was free, but it was really, really cheap for what I needed it for. But for the last 2 years, I've actually changed to a site called Agora Pulse, and just want to say that because for you guys that are out there looking for what sites to use, I don't want to forward you in the wrong direction. Again, there's nothing wrong with Buffer at all. Just Agora Pulse was a step up. It allows me to do more in a much easier way. So wanted to put that out there first and foremost, and I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Before you get started, or I guess during, please do me a favor, leave me a rating, leave me a review. That is the best way you can help this podcast grow. We were on a streak of achieving new downloads, and then March came and we failed to reach that goal. There is some other stuff happening in the world, but no excuses. So let's get back on track on April, but it all starts with you sharing the show, giving me feedback, and of course, leaving me ratings and reviews on your favorite podcast app. Gang, Akil Stokes here. Welcome to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, keyword podcast, because recently I've been getting a lot of messages on YouTube saying or complaining about Akil, I can't see the charts, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. These are podcast episodes, which mean they are audio only, right? I don't mean to sound harsh, but it's getting a little bit annoying. So take it in. The information is there. If you want visual stuff, I have plenty of other videos on my YouTube channel showing you the charts, showing you this handsome face of mine that you can go view. But welcome, guys. If that's not a cool way to start off a podcast, I don't know what is. If you guys are new and I haven't offended you already, my name is Akil Stokes. I'm a Forex trader. I'm also a trading coach over at tier1trading.com, the premier educational platform for traders. Feel free to take us up on our 14-day trial membership offer. It costs you a dollar and you get access to a lot of cool things. But what I want to talk about today is not necessarily trading related, but more of the business side of things, right? I was on social media the other day, and if you're not following me on social media, do it right now. I will pause and let you do it. It is at Akil Stokes RTM on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and on the Gram. So go ahead and look me up and follow me real quick. Serious, I will not start this episode until you follow me. All right, appreciate the follow. Thank you. But the other day on Instagram, I did kind of an Ask Me Anything session on the Instagram stories. And I'll tell you what, I kind of put off this persona or put off this impression that I am antisocial. I'm not really antisocial. I do like talking to people. I am very good at talking to people. For you guys that were at the Tier 1 Trading Ball, you were shocked when I came and kind of sat in your seat and just, you know, kicked it with you about non-trading stuff. I'm just not social about things I don't care about. I know that sounds selfish, but I don't like to talk just for the hell of it. I like having purpose. Either, you know, if you're someone I know, that's a different story because we can talk about different things. But I don't kind of like the small talk with people I don't know. I kind of want to get to the point, or I want to talk about something I'm interested in or something that will bring me value. And it's not from a selfish perspective. Maybe it is a little bit, but it is a selfish perspective. I take that back. It is from a selfish perspective, because you know what I'm selfish about? I am selfish about my time, right? If you've been following me for any time now, you know that time is the number one thing to me. It is by far the most important thing we have. It is not to be wasted. And my whole kind of reason for becoming an entrepreneur, for becoming a trader, a real estate investor, is to open up time, right? We can't get time back, right? We are on a set timeline. If you imagine this as being like one of those little escalator things at the airport that drags you to the terminal if you're lazy like me, right? Imagine us being on there. That is our timeline. At the end is death, right? So you're just going. You can't go backwards. You're slowly working your way towards that. So the idea isn't to necessarily make more time. It's to make the most out of the time you have. And one of the questions that I got during this Ask Me Anything session was, Akil, how do you stay so productive, right? If you guys know anything about me, I put out a massive amount of content. I'm putting out this, I'm putting out that. You're probably sick of hearing my voice. You're probably sick of seeing my face. You're probably sick of following me. There's just a lot of stuff that comes out. It is a constant barrage of good quality content. I think that's the difference. That's why you guys don't get sick of me, because at least I'm giving you good stuff. I'm just not spamming you about $1 million systems that cost $99, right? I'm actually giving you at least what I think is quality content that will help you become a better person, a better trader, a better entrepreneur, a better, you know, whatever. And the question is, how do I have time to do this? And it starts with my motivation, right? My motivation, and we call this the why, my motivation is my family, right? This is the biggest thing to me is my family. I'm kind of an old school husband where, you know, I want to take care of my wife. I want to set my kids up for success. I believe that each generation should do better than the last, right? I'm doing better than my father. Nothing against him, but he raised me the right way so that I can be in a position to do better than him. I want my kids to do better than me. So any type of a step up that I have, I want to help them out with it. And, you know, that's a major motivating factor for me. Another motivating factor is spending time with my family. And this is something I struggle with. This is a little bit more difficult for me because by nature, I am a workaholic, right? My entire life, I've kind of become successful just by outworking people. I have an endless motor. I am willing to work when you're not willing to work. And it's just a matter of time before I become more successful when I put more hours in, more quality hours of work in. But since having a family, that balance has been a little bit difficult. I struggle with that because I want to work all the time, but I also don't want to neglect my family because my family is who I'm doing this for. And if I work all the time, am I really achieving what I want to achieve with my family? And a lot of deep thinking with that really allowed me to see the importance of being organized, right? I need to get all of this stuff out. I don't want to. I need to get all of this stuff out. I need to continue producing content. How can I save time doing it? And then there's two ways, right? You could handle an assistant to do it for you. I don't know how many of you guys watch are familiar with Gary V, right? Gary Vaynerchuk, right? He has a thing called the Daily V. Basically, he has someone filming his life, right? Every day, 24/7, not 24/7, but whenever he's at work, they're filming him. And anything of importance that he says, right, they go in, they edit it later, it becomes something on social media, either some type of micro content that lasts 30 seconds, or maybe kind of a full form content that's, you know, 15, 20 minutes, but it's all caught. And basically he's not really doing any work. He's just being himself and the work is being created by him. I'm doing the same thing. Obviously I'm not hiring someone to follow me around. Not that I can't afford it. I just think that would be a little bit weird. You know, does anyone else think that? I wouldn't want someone following me around all the time. I like my time to myself. But what I want to do, what I use is basically a virtual assistant. And I use a site called Buffer. There's tons of them out there. You know, Buffer is just the one I stumbled upon. But I use a site called Buffer to basically schedule my content release, right? So when you guys see all this stuff that's coming out on Twitter, yes, I am creating it. It's not by a robot. I do believe it's very important to me that I put out my own content. I never liked having people doing it for me. I kind of believe in being authentic. But the majority of it is set up in advance, right? So when I have an idea, I take that idea, I create content out of it right away, and then I set it up. I put it kind of in my hopper. I put it in kind of like a waiting list so I don't forget about it. And then I make a habit to go through this and invest maybe 15, 20 minutes a day on this waiting list and just schedule when I want what to come out, right? I want to share this podcast. I want to share this video. I want to share this motivational quote, right? So that way, yeah, I'm investing 15, 20 minutes right now, but it's a 15, 20 minute session that is 100% dedicated to a single purpose. And if you guys know anything about dedication, right, when you kind of put all the shiny thing syndrome stuff away, when you're not kind of distracted and quote unquote multitasking, which isn't really possible, you can get a lot done. Ooh, there we go. You can get a lot done in 15 minutes. And if you consistently do that each and every day, you're going to have weeks and weeks and months of content ready to go. Like, for example, the level I have on Buffer right now, it allows me to have 100 pieces of content per social media platform loaded up and scheduled at once. My goal every day is to be at 99. I keep one open just in case I want to, you know, if I want to schedule something and before something else comes out, now I can't schedule it. I'll forget about it. So I always keep one or two open, but I want to be at 99, 98. And I do that, and then I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day. I can go on social media. I can be organic with my normal post about my family, about me, about what's on my mind. I don't have to worry about kind of the business post, the promotional post, the you know, whatever podcast or video is coming out about letting people know about that. That is all done for me by my virtual assistant, which is really me just dedicating 15 to 20 minutes a day. So for you guys that ask me the questions about how, you know, productivity, how do you stay so productive? It's that. It's basically being organized, being as organized as possible. And not just that, that's organization of kind of content that's coming out. Another way to be organized is use an organizer, right? Literally, I have a few podcasts on this, but literally write down all of the things that you want to do every day, right? Take that list and find out what are the things that you need to do every day. Take that list and then put them in an order of when they need to be done, right? And dedicate certain times to doing the things on that list. Dedicate an hour to get this done. Right? I always dedicate more time than it takes because guess what? If I take less time, well, I just have extra time to do something else and I'm winning the race instead of being behind it. But it's organization, right? We always talk about treat your trading like a business, right? What's your trading routine? Wake up, top-down analysis, go through your journal, blah, 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 right? You need to treat your business the same way. If you just wake up and treat your business like a hobby, well, your profit is going to be like a hobby, right? If you treat your business like a business, you're going to start seeing returns like a business. So I'm very deliberate in what I do, in how I do it. And then when that stuff's done, boom, I can spend time with my family while my business is still running, right? Isn't that the point of being an entrepreneur? Isn't that the point of being a business owner? For you guys that read the book Cash Flow Quadrant, the difference between being self-employed and a business owner, right, is when you're self-employed, you have to work for your returns, right? So imagine yourself being a store. The store is, if you're not at the store literally working it, right, it's not making money. A business owner doesn't have to be at the store. They have employees. They have a system that's set up, so they don't have to physically be there. They can be on vacation, and the store is still up and running. And actually, me and my wife, right? So it was a Friday night, right? Friday night, kids fell asleep. I went up to the wife. I said, hey, babe, the four-month-old is asleep. The four-year-old is asleep. I said, you know what I'm trying to do tonight? She's like, oh, yeah, you know. You know I know. I said, well, let's get it on, Dad. She said, let's get it on, Daddy. And we put on The Prophet. One of my favorite shows, CNBC, The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, one of my favorite shows. Me and my wife are both entrepreneurs, so we love that business aspect. And we cuddled up on the couch, we turned on that Prophet, And we started taking notes, and we're watching an episode about a husband and life. I know where you guys thought I was going. Come on. This is a clean podcast for a reason. Come on. I know I shamelessly promote myself on social media, but I don't shamelessly promote that. But we were watching this episode of The Prophet the other day, and it was a husband and wife, and they opened the toy store, and they did it for all the right reasons, which is great. And one of the reasons the husband wanted to do this is because he used to work, he said he made 20 times more as like an ATM engineer or something, but he was gone basically all year. He never got to see his family. He said he got sick and tired of seeing pictures where, you know, his kids were at the zoo or his kids were at this and that, and he was never in them. So he wanted to do this open up this small business so he can have time with his family. But the business was open basically 7 days a week. They were always there. And Marcus Lemonis says something interesting. He said, well, your whole goal was to do this because of your family, but because you're working all the time, you're not actually spending time with your family. It kind of caught him off guard. And the big thing that he wanted them to implement was their e-commerce, their website, their internet store. That way they can close the store during the slow periods, but the money can still come in from the website. And it's the same thing with a business owner, right? I can be sleeping, I can be doing something else. Many times I'm out with my kid at a park and I've got content coming out. I've got messages coming in, right? My business is running from a trading perspective. My trades are still in progress, right? While I'm not actually active looking at the chart, my business is running without me being there. And that's how you want to, that should be the goal. That should be the goal, guys. Your business should be able to run without you. And again, it's a little different. You still have to do the work. I'm not saying, you know, don't do any work. That, you know, you got to do some work, but you don't have to work 24/7 while your business could be running 24/7. So I thought it was a cool topic. Yeah, I get a lot of questions about productivity because I'm a beast out there with content creation. I've been doing a lot of micro content as well. And again, it sucks on the front end. It sucks going through all my videos and taking out little 10-second clips of what I feel is valuable. But I'll tell you what, for that 30 minutes of suck that it takes to maybe create an episode, I can consistently crank that out as much as I can forever, 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 even when I'm dead and gone. And I think that's well worth the investment, if you ask me.